Today I'd like to just read the Sanskrit and the translation for the Nectar of Instruction, such a wonderful book that's been given to us by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. It is really Amrita, Upadesha Amrita, the essence of all instructions, instructions that we should really meditate upon. They start from the very basics of Krishna consciousness, sense control, to the ultimate destination of Krishna consciousness, attaining perfection in Goloka Vrindavan. So let me just read this and hope that everyone has a very wonderful day today and can put to practice the teachings which are given here by Rupa Goswami. I won't be reading the translations and requesting devotees also to send more questions. I'm short on questions at the present. Vacho vegam manasakroda vegam jiva vegam udarpashta vegam etan vegan yo visahetadhira sarvam apimam prithivim sushishyat. A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the man's demands, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangaschaloyamcha sadbir bhaktir vinashyasi. One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following six activities: eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required, 2, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain, 3, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters, 4, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically, 5, associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, and 6, being greedy for mundane achievements. Utsahan nishaya dharyat tat tat karma pravartanat sangat tyagat sato vritte sadbhir bhakti prasidyati. There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service: 1, being enthusiastic; 2, endeavoring with confidence; 3, being patient; 4, acting according to the regulated principles such as shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna; 5, abandoning the association of non-devotees; and 6, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. Dhati pratigrinati guyam akhyati pritchati bungte bojayate chaiva sadvidang priti lakshanam. Offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad and offering prasad are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. Krishneti asya giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti chit pranatibhischa bhajantamisham shushushaya bhajana vigyanam ananya anya nindadishunya hridamipshita sangalabdhya. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviating devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Trishtai sabhava janitar vapusascha doshar na prakritattvam iha bhakta janasya pasyat kangam basham na kalubud budape na pankar brahmadravatvam apagacchati niradharmai. Being situated in his original Krishna conscious position, a pure devotee does not identify with the body. Such a devotee should not be seen from a materialistic point of view. Indeed, one should overlook a devotee's having a body born in a low family, a body with a bad complexion, a deformed body, or a diseased or infirm body. According to ordinary vision, such imperfections may seem prominent in the body of a pure devotee, but despite such seeming defects, the body of a pure devotee cannot be polluted. It is exactly like the waters of the Ganges, which sometimes during the rainy season are full of bubbles, foam, and mud. The Ganges water do not become polluted. Those who are advanced in spiritual understanding will bathe in the Ganges without considering the condition of the water. Sat Krishna nama charita disita pavidya pito patapta rasanasya naro chikanu kintvadaradanudinam kalusai vajusta svad vikramad bhavatitad gadamulahantri. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendently sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Tannamarupa charitadi sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasanamanasi niyodya tishtan rajeta danuragi jananu gami kalam nayadda kilamittupadesha sharan. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees, who are deeply attached to his devotional service. Vaikuntanaj Janitav Varumadhupuri tatrapi ratsotsavad vrindaranyam udara paniramanat tatrapi govardhana radha kundam mihapi gokulapate premamrita plavanat kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam vivekinakka. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathurapuri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan because of Krishna's Rasalila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And, above all, the super excellent Sri Radhakund stands supreme, for it is over flooded with the ambrosial nectarian prema of the Lord of Gokula, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radhakund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? Karmi bhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayuri gyaninas tebhyo gyanam vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastata tebhyasta pashupala pankaja drishtastabhyo pisaradika preshtatadvadiyam tadiya sharashitam nashrayatka kriti. In the Shastra, it is said that of all types of fruitive workers, he who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, jnanis, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take the devotional service. He is superior to the others. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her Kund lake is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radhakund and in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings of prakrita bhava, render loving devotional service to the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their ashtakaliya lila, their eightfold daily pastimes? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radhakund are the most fortunate people in the universe. Krishna siocha pranayavasati priyasibhyo piradha kundam chasya munibhirabhitas tadrigeva vyadhahi yat preshtar api alam asulabam kim punar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakridapi sarasnatur avishkaroti. Of the many objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Brajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. And in every respect, her divine kund is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha kund is very rarely attained, even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. Hare Krishna. How wonderful.